There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yep, I know the camera's on. I'm mad. I'm very, very upset. Because as you probably remember, there was a bunch of videos for Elias recently, weeks ago, months ago, and then they just stopped vanishing. And apparently, according to the rumor mill, we now know the deal when it comes to this, and it is pretty, pretty stupid. But yes, if we go back to August, WWE were running these things when Elias came on screen and went, oh man, Elias is dead, but long live Elias. Now, it didn't actually make any sense, but it was quite cool, and it made me go, hey, a brand new take on Elias would be pretty good. I wonder what they're going to do. And the answer was nine. So what is the real reason that Elias vanished from WWE? Well, one, we didn't actually have an endgame here and we were just going from week to week, which you should never do with a story. But also two, allegedly, apparently, Vince McMahon saw Elias in his new garb and went, you look too much like the Macho Man Randy Savage. And we ain't going to do it. What the flub? So I suppose that Elias had grown out his beard even bigger and probably was wearing some spangly wangly wrestling gear. But rather than go, well, you know, people used to love the Macho Man Randy Savage, we should try it. Or, well, no, we don't think this is going to work, but we'll come up with a brand new idea for you very quickly so we can go back on television. WWE went with option three, which is no, we don't like it. So what we'll do is we'll go really, really quiet and we'll hope that nobody notices. But here's the thing, WWE, we always notice because we're massive geeks. This also means that somewhere, Elias is just sat around waiting for someone to come up with a plan. Why is nobody coming up with a plan? I just don't get how anybody can start moving forward with this kind of stuff when we don't have an endgame, because all that happens is you completely destroy the trust in your viewer. Like, let's say we get another one of these videos sometime soon. My gut reaction and my instinct is going to be, well, I'm not going to get excited about this because last time I didn't get anything, so why all of a sudden I'd be like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And even if WWE follows through on that one, I'm still going to feel burned, so it's going to take two, three, or maybe even four before I start to trust in the process again. And this shouldn't be that kind of relationship. I should just be able to watch and expect the things you're telling me are going to happen on the program. I mean, let's just say you're watching, I don't know, Curb Your Enthusiasm. Love that program. And Larry David comes on one episode and he goes, oh, I'm a pirate now. You're like, oh, cool, Larry David's gonna be a pirate. I love pirates. And then you get to the next week episode and nobody talks about pirates. There's no peg legs. There's no parrots. There's no treasure. You'll start scratching your head going, well, was this me? Did I make the error? So you go back, you watch the last episode, go, no, they definitely talked about pirates. So where the flub are the pirates? I mean, if it just goes with no explanation, are you going to take that? Of course you wouldn't, but for some reason with WWE, we just do. And yes, if you're reading between the lines, I want Elias to come back as a pirate. And I will say at this point, it doesn't actually matter. I mean, who cares? But you can go back to 2016 and find more evidence of this. For example, do you remember when Emma was becoming Emelina? And for months, we got those videos about, oh my gosh, Emelina is going to be the best thing ever. And then Emelina walked out onto the stage in like February 2017 and went, nah, bruh, I don't want to be Emelina, so I'm going to be Emma again. That was it. I do want to know why this happened too, because the powers that be decided, even though we came up with this gimmick for you, we don't think you're going to be able to play the gimmick. So rather than give you a chance to play the gimmick, We're just going to cut it all off. So he's basically Elias again, because there's no way he grew out his facial hair and started wearing 80s wrestling attire unless someone had specifically told him to do that. So he was just lured into a false sense of security and then poof, kicked out the window. And it was the exact same for Tennille Dashwood, and that did not go well at all because she was released from the company soon after that. And there was even that time when Wade Barrett had a bunch of vignettes where he was going to be a bare-knuckle boxer. And then he came to the main roster or whatever, and there was no bare knuckle boxing. Remember all that cool stuff with Sean O'Hare too, when he was going, I know the problem, you're the problem, no one knows the problem. Again, it was really, really weird, but it seemed like a really interesting idea, and we're never going to find out what the hell happened with that, because nobody ever followed through with it. And this isn't always bad, of course. I mean, there are a ton of ideas that never should have left the writer's room that somehow did get onto our TV, and thankfully people realised this and they pulled the plug. I mean, remember when we got Kerwin White for a few weeks, which was the dumbest switch ever, given this was Chavo Guerrero, and Chavo Guerrero was just fine? Or the fact that WCW debuted Kevin Nash as Oz, which, yes, was a tie-in with the movie. I mean, there was also a point early on in Becky Lynch's WWE career when everybody thought it would be a good idea if she was a river dancer. So every now and then, I'm kind of glad that WWE has this carefree attitude, but I would rather have to go through all of that crap and actually get the good stuff, because while we do get the crap, really, we never actually get the good stuff. That was a very long way to go about it, but once again, I'm just mad. And the best part with all of this is that non-fans never accept it. Like, if a casual dude does sit down to watch wrestling with me and something dumb happens and they go, well, what was the deal with that? And I go, oh, it's just WWE. They decide they're not going to tune in again. They don't need that in their life, and yet here we are with serious Stockholm Syndrome as we're trying to justify it in our own brains, and Stockholm Syndrome is not a good thing. All good stories have to have the endings written before you do decide to pull the trigger, and while of course you can change that while you're in the midst of it, the change can't be, well, now we just got nothing. That's not the answer. I mean, how are you going to get anybody over if you keep doing this? And I know Elias isn't everybody's cup of tea, but having him pop up saying all this stuff and then just vanishing into the abyss, well, it's just going to turn people off. And how true this is, I don't know, but there were certain people also hinting that the whole reason we decided to do this in the first place is because we had given Rick Boogs the guitar-playing character, and oh no, we can't have two guitar-playing characters on the same show. But why can't we have two? Do you think we're that stupid and we can't tell them apart? I mean, Rick Boogs is more of a metal guy anyway, whereas Elias was kind of a more gentle strummer. It also opens up the idea about maybe we should have tried this macho man thing in front of the public's eyes and then gauge their response, because there's every chance it would be one of the best things we've ever seen. And of course that sounds unlikely, but if you don't try, you don't know, and we just end up with the status quo, which slowly is kind of eating away at WWE because they don't have any brand new top stars. So yes, there you go. If you have been waiting around going, well, I wonder what happened to Elias, now you know that it's dead, which actually ties into the content and what the hell he was saying. But this also means that the old Elias is deceased and the new Elias is deceased, even though we never saw the new Elias. So if he ever does make it back to television, who the flub is he going to be? I don't actually know. And of course, there's every chance that WWE salvages this. Maybe they do come up with a fantastic idea. Elias is willed back out onto Raw or SmackDown, and we can just get on with it. But why does it have to be so painful? Why do we have to walk through such crazy streets before getting to a very simple solution? WWE has a bunch of creative people backstage. Are you telling me that one of them can't go, okay, Elias, I'm looking at you, the Drifter, and we can do this and we can do that? I mean, maybe they are, but it's not making it through to Vincent Kennedy McMahon. It just blows my brain. What we need right now is as many fresh matchups and as many fresh faces as possible, not people popping up in videos and then deciding to go to bed. I mean, that could be happened. Maybe he went to sleep. I don't know, because nobody on the show decides to tell me. Anyway, right, let's all calm down, because it doesn't matter. It's just wrestling. There should be more important things in our lives. But I was told, and now I've told you, and now we can just forget about it. Let's face it, WWE already has.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.